This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Hello and welcome to episode 68 of Sunday Supplement. I never thought we'd do this many.
I just didn't think we'd bother to get this far. It's a bit like when you're going on a train to Edinburgh, for example, and you get to Durham and you think, God, I haven't imagined beyond this point. You always imagine to Durham and you think, oh, that's a long time. But still, I can deal with that.
What are you talking about?
You and your blooming catchphrases.
No, that's not one of my catchphrases.
That is a catchphrase.
Just stop talking.
Well, yes. And what are you talking about? Anything to do with talking? You're the talking man. You're the little nittery nattery man with your little nittery nattery dance of the nittery nattery clogs.
I said before we started recording that I had nothing to talk about in the introduction.
Exactly, and yet you're stopping me from entertaining our dear readers.
By what? Talking about train time.
Your sartorial, yeah. Your sartorial dressing in like your little nitty natty suits and your little nitty natty clogs that you go to job interviews in.
I haven't been to a job interview for 10 years.
Yeah, but when you last went, you went in clogs.
I didn't wear clogs for my last job interview.
Yes, you did. You're trying to go as Pinky and Perky, one of the pigs, and you're that old that you could have been on the Pinky and Perky thing. And you walked in like a pig on the Pinky and Perky thing. So you're the same height as that. And you walked in your little clogs, and you did a little Pinky and Perky dance, and then they cut your strings and told you to f*** off.
I wore a jumper that I still own to my last job interview, and I didn't get the job because I wasn't wearing a suit.
Aww.
And I don't want a job, admittedly, but I don't want a job where I have to wear a suit.
You see, I quite like wearing shirts and ties and jackets not working.
Yeah. Shall we talk about our papers?
No. Oh. We should talk about your clogs.
I don't have clogs.
You don't
have clogs.
What
is the point of having wooden shoes? I have Crocs. I'll admit that. I have bright green Crocs.
They're not bright green Crocs. They're lime green wooden clogs. And the reason you have them is because when the cricket helped you turn into a real boy, you forgot to do your feet.
I got the Sunday Telegraph, right?
Ooh, I got the Telegraph. I got the Telegraph.
Exactly. I don't remember ever buying the Telegraph, and I went in specifically to get it, thinking I forgot the Telegraph existed. I know you've had it before because of the way you say Stella, but I don't think I've ever had the Telegraph before, so therefore I must win.
You probably will.
Because?
I got the people.
Oh, God. It's a terrible paper.
It was cheap though. 95p.
How much?
95p.
That's not bad. I went in to get the Telegraph, but only had a pound in my wallet, and it's £2 to get it.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to the car and like look under the seats to try and find another pound, and I did. I win. That was a win.
See, I win because I walked to the co-op to buy my paper. I walked.
I can't walk in my clogs.
That is true. Not without tapping out a tune.
I'm not going first this week. You can go first. Cutting out and keeping shouldn't be competitive. What am I talking about?
What are you talking about? I don't understand the word shouldn't be competitive. I'm a Thatcher's children, right? I was born.
You're a Thatcher's children, are you?
I'm a Thatcher's children. I like houses with like hay on top. And also, I was born in the 80s. So that means that I was born under Thatcher. Therefore, I do not understand anything outside competition. There is no society, Simon. There is no society.
Right. It also does explain why you keep invading small islands full of sheep.
It's true. I mean, sheep don't like it. I don't like it up them.
You don't get my joke, do you? You don't even
I
know
do.
What the Falklands
That's Falklands.
Is.
I know my history, Simon. I know what people did in the old days.
Talking of the people, do you have something you want to cut out and keep?
Scream favourites on painful new cop drama.
Oh, I know what this is. I know this. I know what this is. It's about Robbie Coltrane in Murderland.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. He's going to be great. He's on
I know. Robbie Coltrane, right? If you don't know who he is, grow up. Just grow up. He's unbelievably kind of sexy, but kind of not, but kind of sexy all at the same time. Like, Cracker, sexy. Hagrid, not sexy.
I just found a picture of him. He's got amazing sideburns and a quiff going on in Murderland.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he's got a bit of a quiff going, I see. Oh, Sharon Small looks a bit like a sort of Wicker Mouse. She's, like, pointed. It looks like she's had her photo taken on Photo Booth on the iMac.
Oh, like the Pinch.
She looks a bit like Voldemort, actually.
Okay. What have we learned about Murderland in your article, or is it more about Robbie Coltrane?
It's an interview with Robbie Coltrane, so it's more about him, really.
And do we learn anything nice or interesting about Mr. Coltrane?
Yes! What, like? He used to live in a West Hampstead council flat that was falling apart, but he was squatting there. And he moved in, and they did the place up.
Sorry, I just got an image of Robbie Coltrane squatting now.
That's good, isn't it?
No!
Squatting over a glass table, Simon.
Or a cup. I don't know what that means. Apparently there's a YouTube video with a girl in a cup. I've heard about it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have you?
It's quite funny. It's two girls, one cup.
Oh, that one.
It's not as bad as the one which is one man, one glass bottle, which is just horrific.
I don't want to know.
When I say horrific, like horrific.
I don't want to know.
If you want the full details of that, I recommend listening to a podcast called Smodcast, where Kevin Smith goes into that fully. They basically moved into this West Hampstead flat illegally, but they did the floors, and eventually they persuaded the housing association to take over from the council. And apparently Robbie woke up one day and there was this bloke replacing the windows in my bedroom. Fortunately, I was on my own in my bed, a most unusual, as you can imagine. He's just funny. He talks a bit about crack and how he got loads of fangirls after him after that. They offered themselves to me, he says in a prim Miss Jean Brodie accent. Mind you, at the time, Jimmy McGovern, who wrote Cracker, said, if we put an orange in the lead role for more than a week, 30 women would write and ask to marry it. Which is kind of true, I suppose. But I just love the idea of Fitz played by an orange.
Well,
just the entire series, just an orange.
I think if you've seen the American remake, you probably will have seen...
Sponsored by Tango.
Right, I've got a book review about the book On Rumours, How Falsehoods Spread and Why We Believe Them and What Can Be Done. It's quite interesting. They talk about how, you know, rumours spread more easily because of the internet these days, whereas before it was by word of mouth, so it was much slower. And like, a persisting rumour is that the Americans grew the HIV virus in a lab.
That's not a rumour, as a conspiracy theory.
It spread from a disinformation campaign actually by the KGB, that one.
I don't know if you've heard about this guy Jesus, right? But people believe a lot of rumours about him. I mean, rumours is rumours, but that's not rumours, that's like belief systems.
Well, the book's about rumours, falsehoods and disinformation.
Okay.
So it's not that sort of out of the way of the remit of the book. I don't really know what your point is.
My point is, sharp, Simon, I win.
No, anyway, I want to read you just two very short bits from it, and this is why it's my cut out and keep, because it's both very good and very bad at the same time, this article.
Okay.
Sunstein uses this evidence to construct a theory of rumour believing, which involves such things as information cascades, group polarisation, and biased assimilation. And biased assimilation means that when you are given balanced evidence for and against, you accept only the type that reinforces what you already think. Okay. The very next paragraph begins, this all sounds very reasonable, but I wonder how adequate Sunstein's approach really is. Thus proving the point, I think.
So basically, Simon, what you're saying is people want to have their own little belief systems and evidence has to fall into that belief system in order for it to be valid.
No, I'm saying that the bloke was saying that biased assimilation is one of his theories for why rumours persist. And then in the very next paragraph, he demonstrates his own biased assimilation by saying, I don't think he's right.
He didn't say, I don't think he's right. He's saying he's wondering how right he is. But that's like saying, well, here is my theory. It is my theory. It is my only theory, right? Everybody has to agree with me. And if they even question me, it means that they are evil and not worth listening
that's
to.
That's you.
Yes, I'm just saying it's a slightly false theory when other people say it. Because they go against my original theory of me.
We should pay someone to make us a jingle for article or farcical.
No, we should just get someone to make us a jingle. Fuck the paying. Paying's bad.
Well, that's true.
95p I spent on my paper. I'm not having any more investment.
Yeah, actually, that's true, because we give away the podcast for free. So why should we pay anyone to help us?
Shut up, Simon. You're undermining our entire reason for being.
I have no reason for being. I can't undermine something that doesn't exist.
That is true. Well, you're undermining my reason for being.
Do you know what I am? I'm like wooden fruit.
No, you're like wooden clogs.
No, not just like a bowl of wooden fruit, but like a...
Like your feet are like two limes that have been made of wood and hollowed out and they just go in there. Which is why you're very good at rocking back and forth on the balls of your feet, because of the clogs.
No.
They're just rounded like boats. You can walk on water, Simon. You're like Jesus.
No.
Admittedly, when you walk on water, the rest of you's upside down and the feet float on the top. and you drown. But I think that still counts.
No, I am a bowl of wooden fruit. And not just like a proper ornamental, oh look, there's a bowl of wooden fruit, which is forgivable in a sense. I'm like that one where there's a plate with a half-eaten wooden apple on it with like bite marks in it.
Or like one that somebody's granny's left in the back room that's covered in dust, so it looks a bit wrong.
Hey, are we talking about wooden fruit or corpses now? I'm confused.
Basically, we're talking about you, Simon. That's why you're confused. It's a very, very dreary subject.
Yeah, it's either that or you telling me how crap your paper is somehow.
Well, we're going to play article or farcical, you'll be pleased to hear.
Not really, I'm honest. Because I don't tend to be very good at it.
Look, you've got to sell this, okay?
Okay.
You've got
it's to be the best section ever. I'm fantastic.
No. Don't be silly. So, in this section, I will read you out three articles from the people.
Mm.
One article that I've made up. And it's up to you, Simon, and the readers at home to guess which one I have made up. Can you play that game, Simon? Say yes.
Yes.
Good. We will begin. Trench bench.
I like that.
Which is the latest fashion, apparently, in gardening, which I don't understand because I think it just turns into a pond. But you dig a little hole and then you put a bench at just above ground level so your feet are in the hole.
No, I don't like that. Get rid of it.
Apparently it's posh. Okay. I don't think it is posh. I think it's living in a hole.
Right.
So you'd like it, Simon. Top tip for a top kip.
Nice. What is the top tip for a top kip?
Something to do with a mattress.
Use a mattress. So a great headline, bad article by sounds of it.
Yeah. Now think about this one. Palmer, so handy in the winter. Palmer, so handy.
Not handy, handy.
Handy.
Mm, okay, that's not very good.
In the travel section about going to Palmer.
Obviously.
And then finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Tape it easy.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what that's about?
Yeah.
It's not about recording over tapes or changing tapes into CDs or anything like that. No, it is the idea of putting insulating tape over the locked doors of your car to stop them freezing up. And also you getting a key in.
Well, you know, you take it off, I presume.
Yeah, if you can. That stuff's sticky.
What, sticky tape sticky?
Yeah.
All right. What's brown and sticky?
Your poo.
I think my first inclination is top tip for a top kip. Is the one that you've extracted from your rectum. Yeah, no, I'm sticking with it. I'm going with top tip for a top kip as the farcical.
All right, we'll take it in reverse order. Tape it easy. That is an article. Admittedly about a 1-inch squared article.
But it is an article.
Which counts as an article.
Well, I count as a human being, even though I'm quite little.
Yes. It's weird because you're 1-inch cubed, so you're at least a third better.
I'm an oxo cube.
You are an oxo cube. You're like R Bisto without the R.
I haven't got a bis, but I have got a toe. So I'm a toe. Is that what you're saying?
About the size of most people's toes, yes. In your little clogs.
Palmer
going into
handy.
The mouse hole. Do you live in a mouse hole?
And
is that
Palmer
true?
Handy.
That one is an article.
So trench bench and top tip for a top kip. Come on. I know I'm right.
And once again, dear readers, Simon is wrong. Top tip for a top kip is a genuine article in the Sunday People, whereas trench bench, it would just be a pond, Simon. I told you how to make a pond.
Questions and answers, I think we'll call this bit.
Q&A.
Q&A. Q&A,
yeah.
P.S. Loves and hates. Peter Serafinovich, comedian.
Ooh,
yeah,
I
know.
Him.
I like Peter.
I met him. Well, I didn't really meet him. I was in Ealing Film Studios and I was coming down the stairs and I was telling my mate how cool I thought Spaced was. And we were both talking about Spaced. And I said, you know that Serafinovich bloke, you know, the big guy with the weird voice, he's Darth Maul, like that. And as I said that, he walked past me down the stairs.
He's not actually Darth Maul. He's the voice.
He is Darth Maul.
He's Darth Maul. Right, so he's got like a column of loves and a column of hates. So he loves the Eiffel Tower, and this is what he says. I can't believe they're dismantling it next year. Such a shame. Is it really worth depriving the world of one of its most beautiful structures for the price of a few hundred tons of scrap iron? Come on, Sarkozy, do the dwat thing.
As in dwat, as in right.
Yeah, I just thought the idea of him telling the world that they're dismantling the Eiffel Tower was quite funny.
But they're not, are they?
No.
That's him being funny.
So you have a quiz?
Well, I have a whole puzzle book. So I'm going to do quiz of the week with you.
Okay.
Which auntie was established on October 18th, 1922?
Well, that would be the BBC.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you another of Peter Serafinovich's hates this time. He hates skellingtons.
Not skeletons.
Well, he says skeletons, but skellingtons. He says, pretty scary looking, aren't they? And we each have one inside of us grinning away. Think about that for a moment. I find it very hard to get used to. Is it controlling me or the other way round? Sometimes I feel I'm just a skeleton trapped in a man's body. I like Peter Serafinovich.
I like him too.
Fran. Would you do what Fran did?
What? Whack off to the shipping forecast?
Yeah, whack off to the shipping forecast.
Yeah. If Rickman did it, yeah. Whose trial began in Baghdad on October 19th, 2005?
Well, that's obviously going to be Saddam Hussein.
Correct.
This is a very easy quiz. I'm disappointed. Right, and finally, Peter Serafinovich doesn't like Yuri Geller.
Good.
Quite.
Nobody likes Yuri Geller. Not even Yuri Geller really likes Yuri Geller.
He's going, don't ruin any more of Earth's spoons, you fraudulent loon.
Okay. Where is the Bull Bearing Plant's Palace of Culture, the theatre where Chechen rebels captured 700 hostages on October 23rd, 2002?
Oh.
Yeah, not so easy now, is it, bitch?
It's in Russia. I'm going to say Vladivostok, but it's not. It's probably St. Petersburg or something like that. I can't remember.
Is that your final answer? What? Can't remember. It might be Vladivostok or St. Petersburg. F*** off, Dan. It's Moscow. Oh. Boom. You're an idiot. Do you want to play another game? I've got to spot the difference. Okay, okay. Let's play Sudoku. Difficult, okay?
All right.
This is how the Sudoku goes. I'm going to go from right to left at the top as if I was reading. So, blank, blank, five, six, blank, 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 four. This is next line, four. Blank, 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 seven, two, three, blank, blank, next line. Blank, 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 one, blank, 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 eight, blank, three, blank, one, blank, 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 six, blank, seven, five, blank, 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 three, eight, blank, eight, blank, 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 seven, blank, five, blank, nine, blank, 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 one, blank, 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 next line, blank, blank, eight, four, three, blank, 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 two, last line, blank, 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 eight, four, blank, blank. Go on, Simon, do it. Ah, you can't, because you're too stupid.
If this was a Michael Bay film, we'd have, like, really building, stirring string music
Bay?
Now.
For Who is Michael Bay?
The start of Randomizer Skyzer.
Who is Michael Bay?
He's director. He did Bad Boys. And...
Oh, I know Bad Boys!
Do you know Bad Boys, do you?
Well, you? Yeah, Bad Boys.
Right, so this is a Randomizer Skyzer before Izzy starts
pool,
singing.
Well, it's the best bit in any film, is that swimming pool just going... I think that's Bad Boys 2.
That's not the best bit in any film.
It is. And in Bad Boys 1, the best
it's not
bit.
It's called Bad Boys 1. It's called Bad Boys. I hate people who put 1 at the start of the first film.
That's what I do with every film, though, because you have Pulp Fiction 1.
Exactly.
And you have Die Hard 1. And you have Harry Potter 1, Harry Potter 2,
yeah, right, stop
Harry
now.
Potter
stop,
3.
Stop, Harry Potter... stop.
It's a very good way of keeping time, actually. Harry Potter 5.
Right, you can choose Harry between Potter... Stella.
Yes, yeah, Stella.
Seven.
Seven.
Or Sport.
Seven.
Seven? I thought you'd go for Sport.
Yeah, but sod it. I knew you'd want me to, and I don't like Sport either, so there's no point in angering both of us.
Right, fine. Then you can go from anywhere from 1 to 52.
Oh, I'll go for 12.
12. That's Joe Brand!
Yay! Yeah.
People think I hate everything, but nothing could be further from the truth. Big quote is, I felt that nobody in the audience could abuse me worse than the abuse I'd had at work as a nurse.
Really?
There's actually a picture of her as a 9-year-old girl. She's very slim. She's got pigtails and a big grin on her face.
And she was a nurse at that age and getting abuse. That's not good.
Yeah. I've just seen a thing about Peter Capaldi, just a quick quote there. It does for the medical profession what the thick of it did for politics. And it's no coincidence that Peter Capaldi directs it. That must be her BBC4 sitcom Getting On.
Oh, cool. Peter Capaldi's director.
It says a further 6 series have now been commissioned. I think they've done a typo there and it should be episodes. So
yeah.
There we go. Joe Brand. That was nearly going to be my cut out and keep, Joe Brand.
Oh, that's quite nice. I like Peter Capaldi as well. So you've got between the people puzzles, fun for all the family, Take It Easy, but you can't see the word easy because it's got Patsy Kensit's head in the way. I've got
what
a
are
tiny
they suggesting,
little thing called Disney Pixar's Up. Then I've got Lifestyle, which is about 10 pages long.
Let's go with Take It Easy.
You've got from 1 to... Well, if I say to 29, because all the rest of it's TV stuff.
Let's go with page 18.
18. plums made to measure covers for the furniture you have to love. Half plums. Price sale. Yeah, it's an ad. It's not the best ad in here. The best ad in here is diamond rings for dog lovers.
What?
Which is you can get like hand-encrusted rings with a picture of a dog in the middle with diamonds all around the outside, which are as tacky as you can imagine.
So hang on. So there's a place that sells sofas called Plums.
Yes. Plums made to measure sofa covers. And it's cover your chair for £64. Must end soon.
Cover your chair in plums.
Yeah, the Columbine duck egg. Which is
what?
The sofa they have. That's what the colour that they're
the
going
Columbine
for.
Duck egg.
It's basically just blue with a load of red splodges all over it and a hole.
Really?
No, it's just a blue duck egg colour. The diamond rings for dog lovers, a 22 carat gold plated sterling silver set with precious diamonds. All dog owners want to show their love and loyalty for their best friend. Now, thanks to expert sculptors and master jewellers, you can do that with these 22 gold plated sterling silver rings, hand set with four genuine diamonds.
I can think of nothing more uncomfortable than a diamond encrusted ring. I'm guessing you're full of humdonga this week.
Oh, it's packed with the humdongas.
Have you got humdongas coming out of your mouth?
No, out of my ears, please.
You got that much humdonga in you?
You're trying to be sexual, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are. I can tell.
Are your people full of humdongas? It's a simple enough question.
Well, how about you, Simon?
So I'm right. It's all humdonga. Right, I've got the list. This is underneath Peter Serafinovich, actually. Brief deaths. And it's a list of six people who died and then came back to life. It's really morbid. George Monbiot was declared clinically dead. Peter Sellers had a heart attack, which left him clinically dead. Elizabeth Taylor got declared clinically dead with pneumonia. American comedian Phyllis Diller had a heart attack, was clinically dead. Andy Warhol shot three times, was clinically dead. And the philosopher A.G. Ayer was in hospital when he carelessly tossed, he carelessly tossed a slice of smoked salmon down his throat.
That's a very, very, very stupid way to die.
It is a stupid way to die. Even more stupid if you have to come back and talk about it.
Maybe he thinks he's a seagull. Because that's the sort of thing they do. Because birds of prey don't have hands, so they sort of get the salmon, yeah. Smoked salmon sandwich like that, and then they toss their head back and then they swallow it. So I think imagine that's what he was doing when he died.
You just told me off for being dirty, and you just used the phrase, tossed your head back and swallowed it. So what are you going to beat my humdonga with?
Why is that a humdonga, though? I thought that was quite interesting.
It's really morbid.
So?
It's like the last thing in the whole magazine. And it's like, these people had died and came back, so I didn't like it.
Surely that's the most hopeful thing about modern medicine, is the fact that, you know, there's
yeah,
still
no, but
hope.
This was about near-death. It's like, I saw a light and I saw all my loved ones and
I saw nothing.
Yeah.
Why didn't Lazarus, who was still slightly stinky after Jesus resurrected him, why didn't he sort of like go on about how great heaven was? Instead, he didn't say anything.
Or he said, I saw Jesus welcoming me in. What's your humdonga?
Eamon Holmes wins. It's just awful.
Okay.
I have got three ways to treat earwax. I mean, he's worse than that. Right, everything on this page is bad. From a loo way to save on jet fuel, which is all about passengers being asked to use the loo before they board a plane in order to save on jet fuel because they'll weigh slightly less.
Right.
Dark times for our kids. It's not a great deal to be cheerful about at the moment. The latest official data about lifestyles of our youngsters is enough to send us into oblivion. But the one that really annoyed me was a hypnotist reckons he can increase the size of women's breasts simply by putting ladies into a trance and getting them to think that they're getting bigger. He boasts that half of the women who have tried it have gone up by one or more cup size. Well, thinking big makes things big. That's great, but I bet the people who make those little blue pills will be worried. I bet they won't. Basically, saying erectile dysfunction is all in the man's head. And also claiming that hypnotism actually works. Does for relaxation, but so does a hot bath, I think is what the science says. Save your money, have a hot bath. Unless you find hot baths slightly aggravating. If you can't chill out...
If you can't chill out in a hot bath, what's wrong with you?
Exactly. It's almost like you're going to chill out by getting warm. It's entropy. It's not entropy. That's breaking down into simplest things, much like my brain is right now.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And you can't argue that the people is a winner.
Well, you know, when do you say winner?
If you said the people wasn't Michael Winner, that is a good reason for you to win.
Well, Michael Winner isn't the people. He is a person.
But I'm saying if you're saying your paper wins because it isn't Michael Winner, which is a good thing. Anything that isn't Michael Winner is a good thing.
Well, yeah.
Right. But then my paper isn't Michael Winner either.
No, it's kind of got that air of Michael Winner. It looks like his hair.
That is true. The Sunday Telegraph does look like Michael Winner's hair. And I don't know what that means, but it is true.
But it's very true, because his face looks a bit like the FT. And his hair looks like the Daily Telegraph. And his fingers and hands look a bit like the Beano.
So I win because I got the better paper, clearly. But I lose because it also looks like Michael Winner.
Yes, and because you drove to buy your paper because you can't walk in your clogs.
No, I can't walk in my clogs. What's wrong with that? That's why the Dutch people have never spread.
Dutch people spread.
I know, I mean, I'm the folly
They eat hakkelslag in Holland.
They eat what?
Hakkelslag.
What's hakkelslag?
Right, you get bread and it's nice Dutch bread. It's like fluffy and gorgeous and you put butter on it. And then you get these chocolate or aniseed or white chocolate sprinkles. And they're all different types. So you can get little balls or you can get long spaghetti type ones or you can just get normal like hundreds and thousands sprinkles. And you put them all over the bread, over the butter, and they stick to the butter and then you eat it instead of like chocolate spread. So you don't need a knife. They're very peaceful people.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday
was Hakkelslag.
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 I can't say that.
Hakkelslag.
You sound like you've just got a mouthful of
And it's not even for Tuccia. And Tuccia is pudding. I know things.
You know two things.
I know two things. And nay, which is no, which makes them all sound a bit like horses.
My friend Laura lives in Amsterdam and I've been there.
But you didn't smoke there.
No, I didn't. I went on an elephant hunt.
I never smoked in Holland either. I think we should do that. I think we should go to a cafe. We should do like a world tour of this and just go to different places, Simon, buy the papers and then realise we can't read the language and do the podcast.
That is a terrible idea.
I think that's a brilliant idea and we should do it in a cafe in Holland, getting passively stoned.
Who's paying for this?
Laura. You mentioned her. She's paying. Yay!
So join us next week. We'll be here with papers.
Or we'll be in Holland with Laura.
We will not be in Holland because I can't afford it.
If you give us enough money, we'll go to Holland.
Yeah, dear readers, if you give us enough money, we'll bugger off on holiday. Cheerio!
Ring us on sundaypodcast@hotmail.com or you can fax us on Facebook. Or Twitter, I'm Izzy_Lawrence, ISZI_LAWRENCE. Or you could fax Simon Dunn at SIGHDONE. Or you can just tell a friend about our podcast if you like it. If you don't like it, tell an enemy. Just spread the word like a fungus or a disease or like Hakkelslag.
Say goodbye.
Oh, I don't want to go back in my box. Bye bye.
Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.